Welcome, 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 welcome home. Welcome home to the greatest tea party in the history of tea parties, the greatest music festival, the Olympic Music Festival. Everyone's a gold medal winner today, including your good selves. And thank you most warmly for that lovely reception you gave Home Service last year. It was a joy to play for you. Thank you most warmly. You're very kind. You know this is the kindfulest, most generous-hearted festival in the whole world. It has only one rule, which is look after one another and have a good time. You must do that. You deserve it. Sad note, we lost one of our family, one of our Fairport family, one of our Crockery family. We lost Jeff Hughes, ladies and gentlemen. And we miss him already. Jeff was a great mate to this festival, a great friend to all of us, and a great, great actor. If you've got a glass in your hand, raise it. The toast is for the sunshine. Thank you, Jeff. Where would we be without our opening turn? We wouldn't be here to start with. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, in an acoustic mood, your wonderful hosts, ladies and gentlemen, Fairport Convention.
Sun-kissed and beautiful. Isn't that great?
A big welcome to Crockery, and thank you God for giving us his sunshine, and thank you Jeff. He would have been delighted to see you all here. And Simon Taylor, that's great. We're going to do about four songs and tunes, and then hand you over for the rest of the day, but I think they're going to ring the church bells, aren't they?
They've been ringing for the last half an hour.
I can't hear them. I can't hear them.
Just imagine those bells. In fact, this first song, is very a very good point to do this song, because it is about something that you've all got a stake in. It's about the wonderful bell we have over in the church tower, the festival bell. Which anybody who's ever been to the festival, ever played here, worked here, even thought about it, is part of that lovely thing now hanging in the church. So well done, you guys. A song called Festival Bell, brackets in the sunshine.
Hey!
'1590 was the year a bell was tossed in Cheecham. William Bagley was the name, the foundry man that made them. With another fight before the lowest was a tenner, settling for a 6 bill in the old church tower. There was such a gathering, all to bring the new year in. The captain of the ringers was a man named William Jack. 300 years later, now it's minor and major, ringing with St. Mary and the festival bell. To the tail end when the treble it is going, be sure to watch the changes now you know that she is gone. Look to Sally for a clue, then you'll know just what to do. We'll have to have a sign of you, because Bob's not here. Is he in the red line? Maybe in the phrase. There's a funny bunch of things you hear this practicing from there. 300 years later, now it's minor and major, ringing with St. Mary and the festival bell. Yeah.
harvest, there's another celebration. Peace and love, rock and hit and what was two. Every actor takes the stage, hold the music that is been discussed into a symbol in the old church tower. 300 years later, now it's minor and major, ringing the Sumerian and the festival bell. Cause every actor takes the stage, all the music that is been discussed into a symbol in the old church tower. 300 years later, now it's minor.
Wouldn't be a Fairport gig without an instrumental or two, and so we're going to squeeze one in straight away. This is a combined effort of two mighty musical talents coming together, inspired by the sudden acquisition of two wonderful instruments, courtesy of Roger Bucknell at the Fylde Musical Instrument Company. Neither of them are being modelled on this occasion, but the music that was created on them has been transformed down to the mandolin size, because we're talking about a bouzouki here. And this is a I'm not quite sure whether Peggy wrote one and Chris wrote the other, or whether the two of them combined their talents, or maybe perhaps they wrote one note each at a time. But the result is coming your way, and it's having a bit of a debut here. This first one's called the Fylde Mountain Time.
Happy Jesus.
I believe that's a play on worms. And the second one is called Roger Bucknell's Fancy.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, perfect.
It is indeed. Roger Bucknell can't be here this year, sadly, but Chris and I, we were given the Fylde bazookas, as Simon says, but... They're too big to bring out in the afternoon in the heat, so we've had to reduce, play these tunes on mandolins. But proving that size isn't everything, girls, unless you're trying to hang wallpaper on dodgy plaster. And we did. Hang on.
We'll let that one sink in. A bit like the size on the fresh plaster.
But we have a birthday today. I'm sure we've got more than one birthday. But there's a chap called Eric Benson who's 65 today.
Hey,
Eric, you're out there. So can we all sing happy birthday for Eric? Because he'll be, and you've got to get your voices in tune anyway for the rest of the day. So let's do happy birthday to Eric. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next one is a song of Chris's, is it not? I didn't actually bring a list on stage with me, so I'm kind of on a wing and a prayer here, but I think this may be a song called The Wood and the Wire. It is! Lucky for some.
Together with Nigel Stoneyer.
Title track of an album we recorded last century. Finger on the pulse stuff, but it's a timeless story. It's about the attraction, irresistible in some cases, of musical instruments in shop windows and the slippery slope that the satisfaction of that attraction can lead one into. Case in point, all of us.
Truth in the wood and the wire. In a high street window it winked and beckoned, turned his head in a single second. This month's wage, heart's desire. He was under the spell of the wood and the wire. The wood and the wire became a man. Dreams in his fingers, fire in his hands. It was louder than laughter, brighter than fire. With the promise that lives in the wood and the wire. Every night through the bedroom door, every hot dog's favorite score, singing to his only one, all the songs I've ever sung. Soaking it up like it was spilt, every note with every lilt. Even the mirror no longer a liar. Well, he caught his moves in the wood and the wire. The wood and the wire became a man. Dreams in his fingers, Paris hands. It was louder than laughter, brighter than fire. It was a promise that lives in the wood and the wire.
The wood and the wire. The wood and the wire became a man.
lives in the wood and the wire.
Simon!
Hello!
I must say, it's absolutely terrific to see so many of you here and in this wonderful weather, but to see so many of you here this early on in the proceedings is deeply rewarding to all of us. Thank you very much, and I hope you're all comfortable and seated and great that we've got some fantastic music for the rest of today and the whole of the weekend. But it's lovely you're all here to catch it from the get-go, as they say. Look out particularly for the wonderful Kieran Goss coming up next. Is that you, Mr. Pegg?
No.
How can you tell?
Because I'm sitting down.
Can't feel a thing. Yeah. But we'll be off after this one to make way. But God bless you all, and we'll see you later on in the weekend.
Have a great one, you lot, and yeah. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. And I'd love to say hello to Austin and Ava and all the Pegg lots and friends of... our dear departed Graham Post, his friends and family are here. God bless you all. Have a great time. And thanks for coming to Cropredy. Cheers.
so much. Have a great weekend. God bless you all.
Have a good
one. Enjoy.
We love you.
Purple Convention, ladies and gentlemen. Simon. Of course. What a good start. They were tops, weren't they, tops? They're just brilliant. You are in for the best weekend. You deserve it. Bless your heart, you deserve it. That lightning bolt that struck the stage a little while ago, boys are just going to check it out. So if I burst into a ball of flames, throw paraffin at me. And dog fat. Cropperty Bells, this is, ladies and gentlemen. It's a DVD about the founding of the new Bells, which you heard when you were gathering here today. And Furpaw will be signing this along with other celebrations of their 45th year together. 45! How about that? They said it wouldn't last. And you know where the signing tent is? It's next to Proper Music Records, signing over there. The boys will be over there if you want to catch up on some signings. And buy this. It's only a fiver. There it is. It's only a fiver. And the money goes to keeping the bills in good order and restoring anything else that the church requires. So it's not a lot to ask, and it's a nice documentary. So try and get it. Cropperty Bells. £5. Not bad. The boys are still working. You've got such a lot ahead of you tonight. We've got a great Irishman coming up for you next.